Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Thursday, September 15th edition of the program. We have a bunch of illegal immigrants showing up because they've been bussed or flown to some sanctuary cities, and the libs are freaking out about this, which seems so strange. Shouldn't they be throwing a party? They should be happy, right? This is better for everybody, they told us. Or is it? Not apparently when it's in their backyard. We will discuss that. Plus, Fetterman is a terrible candidate for the Senate in Pennsylvania for a number of reasons, but the fact that he wanted to empty out the prisons, and that happened, and it's been awful for his state, that's something we need to explore because he is a reckless individual. And Stacey Abrams tells everybody she never denied the election results of 2018, but she's the fake governor of Georgia because she denies the election results. So how exactly does that make sense? We will break that down for you and so much more here coming up in just a moment. You love MyPillow products. I'm sitting here right now talking to you, wearing the My Slippers because they are amazing. And this is how I want to do the show every day, with the My Slippers on, because they feel so good on my feet. Mike Lindell launched his brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98, but this is only for a limited time. The slippers are made with a four-layer design to ensure comfort. They also have breathable fabrics. You can wear them all year round. The slides and sandals are extremely comfortable and durable due to the patented impact gel. Mike guarantees these will be the most comfortable footwear you will own. This incredible offer won't be around for long, so stock up now. That's slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Log on to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. By the way, here, I'm wearing the slipper right now. I just took it off. If you're listening, you can't see it, but if you're watching, you can. $29.98 with promo code BUCK. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. Use that promo code BUCK to receive this incredible limited-time offer. One-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow.com. Promo code BUCK. So hold on a second. Why is Martha's Vineyard, a place I've spent some time, because In college, my college girlfriend was a townie in Martha's Vineyard, meaning a year-rounder, which is rare there. I mean, there's about 120,000 people on a busy day in the vineyard, this island off the coast of Massachusetts in the summer, and then it gets down to, I don't know, 20, 30,000 maybe, something like that, the rest of the year. So I spent some time out there. It is an enclave of tremendous wealth. It is where the Obamas have a $15 million beachfront mansion there. I can't even begin to name all the incredibly wealthy and influential libs who spend their off time, their vacation time in Martha's Vineyard and have very, very fancy homes there. You can only get there by boat or plane. There's no bridge or causeway. It's quite a ways out into the Atlantic. And Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida dropped off some illegal migrants in Martha's Vineyard. And somehow this is really upsetting to the libs. Well, first, let's hear. This is DeSantis's point about this. He's telling everybody, look, we're just, they say they're sanctuary cities. These are Democrat enclaves. They love illegal immigration. So let's just let them take care of illegal migrants.
They were so proud to be sanctuary jurisdictions, saying how bad it was to have a secure border. The minute even a small fraction of what those border towns deal with every day is brought to their front door, they all of a sudden go berserk, and they're so upset that this is happening. And it just shows you, you know, their virtue signaling is a fraud, okay? They are supporting policies that are just frankly indefensible. It is not defensible for a superpower to not have any control over the territory of its country, over the borders of its country. And he inherited a situation where you didn't have this happening. And yes, we needed to build the wall. There was more that we needed to do. He reversed the Trump policies, knowing what would end up happening. And you know, one of the reasons why we want to transport, because we obviously, it's expensive if people are coming here. You got to, it taxes social services and all these other things.
Yes, it is expensive and taxes social services. Almost like there are trade-offs, maybe even downsides to having illegal immigrants coming into the country. Now, keep in mind, in Martha's Vineyard, I think it's about 50. In New York City, they've had about 11,000. And the mayor of New York City is saying that this is a crisis, that the city is at the breaking point. New York has 8.5 million people, give or take. 11,000 illegal migrants is straining the social safety net here that much. The welfare agencies can't handle it. That seems surprising considering that we're told that illegal migration is great, makes us wealthier. That they're actually, this is the line from Democrats, more law abiding, harder working, and just generally better than Americans. The people that are here, no, no, no. You are not as good as the illegal immigrants who come here in violation of U.S. law. They are better than you. This is what Democrats constantly say. That is what they believe. And yet we're told that there's going to be a strain on the resources. Why is that? In fact, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, another place where there have been illegal migrants dropped off, bussed up there to Chicago, where they got a lot of problems for a lot of reasons. Lightfoot is saying that it is a national problem.
D.C. needs more assistance. Obviously, I know that there's work being done by the White House and some of the executive agencies to look to other resources. That can't happen fast enough. So we're going to continue to be in conversation with them to let them know what is happening on the ground here. I had a series of very productive conversations when I was in D.C. on Friday, but we're not going to take our foot off the gas to say that we need a comprehensive plan from the federal government. Again, we all know what the reality is. This is a national problem. It needs a national solution. And we, as cities and states, cannot be left to fend to ourselves.
Can't fend for themselves. Why? What's the big problem? These migrants are they're doing the jobs Americans won't do, right? That's what we're always told. What's the, oh, they immediately need a lot of resources and welfare and public assistance right away? That's so strange. Now, imagine if that were true for the 5 million illegal immigrants who have come into the country while Biden has been in office. Oh, wait, it is true of the 5 million. Imagine what it means for this country when it comes to law and order, when it comes to our sovereignty. Finally, because you have illegal immigrants showing up in places where hedge fund libs who write checks to Democrat politicians, because, you know, they may have their golf game disrupted on the way by seeing tent cities popping up on the streets of Martha's Vineyard. Now it's a crisis. Now it's a national conversation we have to have. Oh, interesting. Or it can get even crazier. I mean, here is on CNN this morning, and this is remarkable, Ken Burns, who is apparently a loon, so there's that, and had a big role in completely changing around the narrative of the Central Park Five with his documentary. I would recommend to any of you to go back and actually look at you can watch the videos of some of the individuals from the Central Park Five in the interrogations, and somehow some of them knew things they couldn't have known unless they were there at that horrific incident. But anyway, Ken Burns made a documentary effectively exonerating them and, you know, hashtag racism and all the rest of it. So he's a loon. And here he is telling everybody that, well, you know, John Berman and him are having a conversation because Ken Burns has a documentary about the Holocaust. He's like, look, sending migrants to a vacation paradise where the average home is over $1 million isn't quite the Holocaust, but they do want to make some comparison to the Holocaust here. Watch.
We woke up to the news this morning that Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard off the coast of Massachusetts, including kids and whatnot. This is not a one-for-one. This is not a parallel here in any way, but it does address some of the same themes that are part of this documentary.
Well, it's the abstraction of human life. It's basically saying that you can use a human life that is as valuable as yours or mine or Lynn's, and to put it in a position of becoming a political pawn in somebody's authoritarian game. This is the coming straight out of the authoritarian playbook. And what we find in all our films is that the themes that we engage in the past are present today. And so when you look at the story that we're telling of the U.S. and the Holocaust, you understand that the time to save a democracy is before it's lost. We promise you.
Save a democracy before it's lost. They dropped off 50 people in Martha's Vineyard. What is he talking about? Like, what is wrong? But you understand, the libs are all so hysterical that unless it's effectively at the level of they're Nazis, it doesn't even resonate with them. Like, everything has to be Nazi level bad that they don't like. You know, if Republicans say, look, I think the corporate tax rate should actually be more like 12%, they're Nazis, you know, because they've convinced everybody that Donald Trump is worse than Hitler. I mean, all this stuff that they've said. Trump could have started a nuclear war with Kim Jong-un. They've got people on TV as of a week ago saying that Trump maybe was going to sell nuclear secrets to our enemies for $50 billion. That was floated on the air by some maniac. I mean, this is going on all the time. All the time. So, yeah, of course, they're training their brains to think in crazy terms. That's what is happening here. And, you know, sure enough, they'll make comparisons like the one that we just discussed. The Fetterman view of crime is something you need to be very aware of. Especially if you're going to be voting in the state of Pennsylvania, this guy is an awful candidate, and it is shameful. It is shameful that Democrats, for health reasons alone, are holding him up. But it actually is worse than that, or rather, in addition to that, there's bad stuff. We'll get into it in just a second. You know, those data breaches keep coming. There was another one that was just announced recently about an Oklahoma Student Loan Authority technology service, and there were 2.5 million student borrowers that were affected. That meant that their Social Security numbers were exposed, emails, phone numbers. And the problem with being a victim when one of these breaches happens is you don't find out about it until it's too late, right? How can you know? So you have to be able to protect your online identity. How do you do it? LifeLock by Norton. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives because your information is getting exposed all the time. It makes it so easy for cybercriminals to steal your identity. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to lifelock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's lifelock.com, promo code BUCK. So, John Fetterman is somebody with a lot of really bad ideas. It's obvious. And not just fashion choices. Here I am in a schlumpy hoodie, part 1000, right? I mean, it's the same thing. At some point, you know, how about a cardigan? You know, why not just mix it up a little bit? You know, throw some buttons on there. Look a little more regal. You know, do the professor with the elbow patches. No, it's always got to be like a champion sweatshirt that's, you know, size 6XL or something that, you know, it's just the whole thing. It's such a put on. I mean, this guy has never, he's not a union guy. He's not a construction worker. He's not somebody who's worked with his hands and had to show up and do tough manual labor. He's a career politician whose bills were paid by his parents, literally by his parents, mommy and daddy. Remember when Trump said, say goodbye to mommy when he was at the rally? Remember that? That was fun. I miss him. I really, you know, it was amazing. We didn't realize what we had with Trump rallies until it was gone, because there's nothing like that in politics today. Say goodbye to mommy. He was the best. Anyway, but yeah, he was getting money. Fetterman was getting money from his parents. And here he is on the issue of crime, which is one of the areas Democrats are most vulnerable, you know, should be vulnerable, are vulnerable. And, you know, Fetterman says something crazy here. This was a few years ago. It's a compilation of different times that he says it. But opening up the prisons just because, that's what Fetterman wanted.
We could release a third of our inmates and not make anyone less safe. You could reduce Pennsylvania's prison population by one third and not make anyone less safe.
He said something remarkable that I agree with. He said, we could reduce our prison population by a third and not make anyone less safe. If we could reduce our prison population, we could return these individuals back to their families, back to their communities, and everyone is safer or better off.
We could release, you know, a third of our prison population and not make us any less safe.
Well, he's wrong, because they did. Philadelphia and the county in which Philadelphia sits released 40% of prison inmates, 40% actually. And does anyone want to guess what happened? Well, you know what happened. You had over 500 murders last year in Philadelphia. By way of comparison, Philadelphia's got 1.5 million people, give or take. You had in San Antonio, Texas, same size, basically 1 million and change. You had 120 murders. And that, of course, also is an indicator of crimes across the board, violent crimes, robberies, assaults, theft, everything. So, yeah, it turns out that they did in Pennsylvania what Fetterman wanted them to do, which was just open up the prisons, let people out. And a lot of people are dead as a result. And a lot of people have had their homes burglarized, their cars stolen. This is his idea of making people safer, making them less safe. I mean, you know, the guy walks around looking like somebody who doesn't really give a you-know-what about what anybody's thinking. So maybe it's incumbent upon us to point out that he's the absolute worst. He's the absolute worst. Because otherwise, he's not going to take accountability for any of this stuff. He's not going to say, wow, I was really wrong. You know, I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be running for a Senate seat. Instead, he's going to say, you know, here I am, and stuff is coming out of my mouth. They're words, not sure which words. Words big. Talk words big for me. I mean, yeah, make him a senator. Yay, Democrats clapped. Yay, make him a senator. He's going to do a great job. So, I mean, he's probably more with it than Biden is. That's really the excuse now, I guess. Although, I don't know, maybe Biden. It depends. Who's more out of it, Biden with his sundowning and early stage dementia, or Fetterman, who had a stroke and clearly has not entirely recovered from it, and yet they want him to be a senator? This is what we're up against, folks. We're also up against people who are just going to lie a lot. Democrats, it's what they do. They lie a lot. And Stacey Abrams is a fascinating figure in American politics. because she's talked about a lot. She was even talked about as a vice presidential option for Joe Biden in a very serious way, because the identity politics of the Democrat Party are at the very top of their hierarchy of decision making now is the optics of diversity. So they'll pick people for things based upon gender, color, gender identity, et cetera, et cetera. They'll do that, no question about it. And here we are looking at the situation of Stacey Abrams and the possible governorship for her in Georgia, being in the governor's mansion, the great state of Georgia. And she's claiming that she has never denied, because denying election results, you got to be clear, you deny election results and the FBI might seize your phone. You deny election results, the FBI is going to show up at your home. This is the standard that has been set. Denying election results is a huge problem. It's really bad. Okay. Has she ever denied election results before? Does anyone take a guess? Has Stacey Abrams, well, here she is just recently telling everybody she has never done such a terrible thing.
I have never denied that I lost. I don't live in the governor's mansion. I would have noticed. And there is this clip that's going around, and it shows me saying that we won. And what I was referring to was that we won in terms of communities that were long left out of the electoral process,
right,
finally participated in 18 at outstanding numbers.
Right.
But I'm not delusional. So just so that's clear.
She's not delusional? That's really interesting. Ha ha, they're all laughing, right? Okay, because here's just a montage of the things that Ms. Abrams has been saying for the last 4 years.
I saw that there was a challenge with our voting system in the state of Georgia. I never denied the election. I do have one very affirmative statement to make. We won.
You refuse to concede and say that you lost. Do you stand by that decision today?
Absolutely. The election was not fair. The process was not fair.
Was the election in Georgia statewide a free and fair election?
It was not a free and fair election. But will I say that this election was not tainted, was not a disinvestment and a disenfranchisement of thousands of voters? I will not say that. Brian Kemp oversaw for 8 years the systematic and systemic dismantling of our democracy, and that means there could not be free and fair elections in Georgia.
Oh, we won. It was tainted. There was not a free and fair election. That's not election denial, she says. That's all fine. That's all fine. I mean, look, at this point, I guess they don't care how much she lies about this, because it's just my team, your team, Democrat, Republican. This is the way that it all breaks down. But we should be, I think, more willing to hold people to account for just blatant falsehoods. And that would include Dr. Fauci, little Fauci, the evil tyrant Smurf going around in his little lab coat with his skinny ties and his little trendy sneakers in case he has to be on the cover of a magazine. But he hates publicity, hates it. Wait, is there a camera there? Oh, loves seeing his face everywhere. Wrong about everything. Dishonest at every phase of the pandemic. But he did the libs' bidding. He was a useful political tool. In fact, you could argue that he might have cost Trump the election, that Fauci's pronouncements and disastrous decision-making, and also just the way that he played into the lib thing about, oh, Biden don't listen to the scientists. Biden don't listen to the scientists. Biden's like, yeah, science, yeah. I listen to the science. My big aviators on. Science created these giant glasses meant to hide my face. You don't see that I look like I'm asleep all the time. Here you have Rand Paul grilling Fauci on the point of natural immunity and how Fauci didn't want to talk about this at all before.
As a matter of fact, Reuters fact check looked at that and said Fauci's 2004 comments do not contradict his pandemic stance.
Actually, words don't lie. If you look at the words behind me, we can go over them a little bit at a time. She doesn't need it because the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
It is true. It is true, Senator. It is a very potent way to protect.
When you're trying to tell us that kids need a third or a fourth vaccine, are you including the variability or the variable of previous infection in the studies? No, you're not. You decry, and people decry, vaccine hesitancy. It's coming from the gobbledygook that you give us. You're not paying attention right to the science. The very basic science is that previous infection provides a level of immunity. If you ignore that in your studies, if you don't present that in your committees, you're not being truthful or honest with us.
Narrator voice, he's not being truthful or honest with us. I guess that's actually just my voice, but I'm narrating this show, so maybe that makes sense. Yeah, no, he's a liar. They don't talk about natural immunity at all. They don't want to talk about it. They would rather lecture you about how you have no damn right to find out who was involved in approving these vaccines and was getting paid royalties for the vaccines that were being given. In what other part of public life would this be acceptable? Rand Paul asked him about this as well. Play clip one, please.
We've been asking you, and you refuse to answer, whether anybody on the vaccine committees gets royalties from the pharmaceutical companies. I asked you last time, and what was your response? We don't have to tell you.
Right.
We've demanded them through Freedom of Information Act, and what have you said? We're not going to tell you. But I tell you this, when we get in charge, we're going to change the rules, and you will have to divulge where you get your royalties from what companies, and if anybody on the committee has a conflict of interest, we're going to learn about it. I promise you that.
Okay, there are two aspects for what you said. You keep saying you approve, you do this, you do that. The committees that give the approval are FDA through their advisory committee. The committees that recommend are CDC through their advisory committee. And you keep saying, I'm the one that's approving a vaccine based on certain data. So I don't really understand.
It's always the committee, don't you see? It's never Fauci. I never made a decision. I was just one of so many. I was just a part of the machine. This is evading accountability. This is what a slimy bureaucrat slash tyrant does when finally people with an IQ above room temperature have figured out across the board, oh, this guy was awful and wrong and a liar. So there's that. Thanks for rolling with me today, team. Back with you tomorrow. We'll have a lot of fun then on the Buck Sexton Show. Please share the show on your Facebook page. Tell somebody about it. The best thing is to tell somebody. Be like, hey, check out the Buck Sexton podcast. Be like, what is that? Be like, well, you'll find out. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.